Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dad. Okay, see, I thought if I wouldn't look at you, you wouldn't be able to pull it off. It's a Monday morning. Welcome back. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
18 degrees right now. Feels like 8, but it will get up to 26-ish.
Oh, wow.
And we're not getting above freezing, it looks like, for a high until next week.
Ooh.
So it's okay. Still feels all right. Why does it feel like a dark cloud has been lifted from over the world this morning? Oh, how glorious was that? How glorious. Just rub it all over all of the sensitive parts of my body. It feels so good. We have time.
All right.
We will get it in this game later. However, by the way, I know there are a lot of people that didn't watch the game at all. If you are just waking up and decided to boycott the Super Bowl, the Eagles blew the Chiefs out 40-22.
Not even close.
And it wasn't even that close. The last two touchdowns the Chiefs scored were pretend touchdowns.
Because we were talking about blowouts, and the last time there was a Super Bowl blowout. It's been a while, right?
I can't remember the last.
Because they used to all be blowouts back in the day.
Yeah.
When was the last time the Gatorade was poured on the coach with 3 minutes left in the game?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. By the way, yellow/green, if that was your prop bet yesterday. Mm. So, yeah, if you boycotted the game, the Eagles kicked the crap out of the Chiefs, and we will get to more of it later.
All right.
But before we do, you've been around a lot longer than I have.
Yeah.
You have a lot more experience with women than I do.
Mm.
You have a lot more experience with marriage.
Mm.
So maybe you can give me some insight as to what is going on in every woman's head.
Whatever.
When it comes to this specific thing.
Yeah.
So Sunday morning, my wife, she wants to go to church.
Yeah.
And my daughters are, they have like a special event at church.
Oh, all right.
They're a part of, right?
So okay.
We're going to go. And we have to be there right at a specific time. So I get the kids up early because they're girls, and it takes them forever to get ready. Despite the fact that I got them up at 6 and we had to leave the house at 8:30, we were somehow still late.
Okay.
Because 2.5 hours is not enough time for three women to get ready to go to church.
2.5 hours. Right.
2.5 hours.
Wow.
2.5 hours.
That's longer than actual church.
Yes, it is. It's actually 1.5 time. Doesn't matter.
All right.
So we get into the car. I'm already stressed out because I've got that Catholic guilt in me from when I was a kid. You cannot be late for church.
Well, you go to hell.
Exactly. Mm. You got to put your finger in the holy water. It's like punching in for work. And if you're late, they dock you spirit pay. Right. So we get in the car, and my wife, she goes, "Well, take my car." I go, "Fine." So we jump in. She goes, "Oh, I might need gas."
On the way to church?
On the way to church. So
that you're already running late.
So I'm hoping, like, we got a quarter tank. We're good, right? I'm hoping to see a quarter tank. I hit the start.
Yeah, how much?
The gas light is on, and her little thingy says,
"You have like what, like 50 at that point, maybe?"
Oh no, 50 would have been glorious. Her dash says 15 miles.
Yeah, it'll give you the actual mile.
Yes, 15 miles to empty tank.
Yeah.
She could not have had less gas in the car.
Yeah,
I don't even.
So it's just like a little trickle at the bottom of the tank.
Tommy, I mean,
just a tease.
Think about it. If you
I don't even know how it gets it up to the engine at that point.
I mean, like, if you get 30 miles to the gallon, she's got a dollar of gas in the gas tank. So here's what's really frustrating for me. All right, like, forget the fact that we're late, right? And I'm the one yesterday morning in the freezing cold that's got to stand outside in a suit and pump gas. My wife was out driving around all day on Saturday.
Yep.
Literally all day. Looking at her gas tank. In fact, there was a point where she was driving and the gas light went on.
Yep. I can tell you what happened.
Please tell me.
It started snowing.
Yeah.
Oh, I guarantee you, the weather got bad.
The pumps don't work.
I'll deal with this later.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I've done this. The worse the weather, the less likely I am to get gas, which should not go that way.
It's the opposite, actually. Do you go to those gas pumps that doesn't have the awning over it?
Yeah, but I don't
want to stand in the cold.
It's cold and windy.
Why are women so bad, wives and girlfriends especially, at putting gas in their car?
It's been like that since day one. There has to be something with the nozzle or something.
They just don't
want to touch anything like that. They do. They treat that nozzle like it's a stranger's penis. Okay. They want nothing to do with it.
Why does it always come back to penis with you?
It's all about the penis in the end.
He's got penis on the brain.
Yeah. Always have. Always will. No, but I mean, my wife's the same way. She doesn't want to get gas, or she runs it right down to the end. Or like, we took a trip one time where she was driving. We're going to the Finger Lakes and coming back, and we were already, I go, you got to pull over. We got to get gas. She said, oh, it's too expensive. I want to go. I'll go to BJ's tomorrow. I said, you ain't got tomorrow in the tank.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Ain't no tomorrow in this tank. I'll get the gas penis and I'll do it. Jesus, come on. And it stresses me out. And I don't get why they're not stressed about it. Like, of all the things my wife stresses about, she doesn't stress about
it. Thank you. Thank you. Because it is the one thing you should stress about. Because if your car stops running, now you got to get out of your car and walk to go get gas.
Well, she don't. You do.
Okay.
Because wherever your wife runs out of gas, you're going to have to go get gas and bring it to her. She ain't going to hoof it to the station and get a, you know, one of those, what do they call them? Jerry can things for the gas?
Sure, let's go with that.
Yeah.
I always called it Big Red.
Yeah, the Big Red.
All right, so then maybe as a man union, we should all get together and decide, come home today, tell our wives and girlfriends, look, I love you, and I'll do anything for you. But if you knowingly get in the car, not get gas and run out of gas, I'm not coming. It's on you. God bless. Good luck.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Well, we can, because that'll stop this whole I don't have gas nightmare that we're all living in.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because you're being mean.
No, I'm not being mean.
You're being mean. I don't want to be stressed. You're being mean.
What blows my mind, because here's the thing. I don't mind getting gas for my wife's car, right? When we are not already 5 minutes late because you three ladies can't get ready in 2.5 hours. What boggles my mind is I met my wife when she was 29 years old.
Yeah.
She was in residency. She had not only completed 4 years of undergraduate, she had gone to an Ivy League medical school and was given an MD.
Yeah.
She was a doctor.
Pretty impressive.
Right, okay. Yeah. She had lived as an independent human being for 29 years.
Ran out of gas, I hear.
I doubt it.
Didn't need it.
She wouldn't tell me.
Yeah.
But how did you go your whole life before you met me, or what I would assume, putting gas in your tank, and then the second I show up, nah, I'm not doing it anymore. Doesn't make any sense.
She doesn't need to worry about it anymore.
Well, I mean, do you guys, when you go places, though, do you usually take your car?
We'll go back and forth. Oh. But no, I mean, we take her car on a regular basis enough. Oh. And she insisted on taking her car yesterday. She wanted to take her car. Mm-hmm. She's convinced her car gets warmer faster. Which is a whole other argument.
Well, you can't put the heat on, though, when you're that low on gas.
Yeah,
I have no idea if that goes, but
we'll
that's just my theory.
Let's go with it. 252 WCMF. Yesterday morning, we're running out. My wife wants to go to church. Super late. We get in the car. She goes, we might need gas in her car. Mm. Might need it.
Might.
I turn it on. Not only is the gas light on, the dash says 15 miles to empty tank. To the point where I was legitimately nervous, because I don't even know how real that is.
Yeah, I know.
I was afraid I was going to be in a suit and tie walking down, you know, Lehigh Station Road to have to go get gas.
Because you think, like, if you have, like, a glass of something that you're with a straw. You're trying to like get that last little bit out. You're, like, you gotta like maneuver around the straw. Like, how does the gas get up when it's that low to the engine?
It's a great question. Well, I know what it feels like because you've run out of gas before.
Yeah, and it sucks.
Yes,
in Kentucky at night.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, I forgot you had to walk down the
7 miles.
You can almost feel your engine like trying to suck out that lead. Like, and we're done.
And then it just goes silent.
Have you ever run out of gas, Kimmy?
I have not.
She ran out of gas on the honeymoon.
I have not, but growing up, I had a friend who drove a car that the gas tank thing was broken. Mm. So I think there was at least twice where I was in the car with her when she ran out of gas.
I had that same problem. The truck that leaked all over your driveway. Ran out of gas in that twice because the tank was broken, and I can't do math. Like, my new mission.
What is that?
Is to teach my daughters, you need to get gas at all times.
Okay.
Like, you need to know.
It's a good one.
You got to keep that tank full. You need to be able to do it yourself because you don't need no man pumping or paying for your gas.
And their future husbands will thank you.
Yeah, well, look, I'm doing it for mankind, and I'm doing it for the safety of my children.
Yeah.
Right? Because
I don't even know if it'll sink in. Because I think as soon as I get somebody in their life that'll do it for them, they're off.
You might be right. Because, like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, my daughters have seen me get out of my wife's car and fill up her tank when it's below a quarter tank.
Yeah.
1,000 times. Like, my wife, I know, you're right, Kimmy. She waits for me to get in the car before she gets gas, and that's all my children see. Mm-hmm. So my daughters are probably going to expect that out of the next guy.
Well, if they live in New Jersey, they won't have to worry about it.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
In a lesbian relationship,
yeah,
do they have to determine who's in charge of the gas?
That's a great question.
Neither of them do it, and they're just constantly out of gas? Every time I see women walking down the side of the road, I got to figure that's a gay couple. They couldn't decide on who's doing the gas.
No, fun fact, most bicycles in America per capita sold to lesbians.
All right.
Yeah. I always figure in every relationship, gay, straight, whatever, there's always one person who lets it go and one person who's on top of it.
Okay. But that's
just the only way it works.
So it's how the universe works. There will always be one. Here's the thing. You say one or the other. It's never the guy in a straight relationship that lets the tank go down to nothing. It's always the woman who's like, help me.
Because I'm always paranoid about the gas. If I get down to a quarter of a tank, since that day I had to walk in the middle of the night, when I hit a quarter of a tank, I go get gas. So my wife goes, you got plenty.
My husband does this thing. Like, he never lets it get low, but he... And I don't get this strategy. He never fills up his tank.
What?
That's weird.
He always will put like exactly $20 in or exactly $30.
Oh, that's a poor kid thing.
But it drives me insane. I'm like, we don't have to get gas this much if you just fill up your tank all at once.
No,
It drives me in. Everywhere we go, we always stop to get gas because he's always like, well, I got to put more in my tank. I'm like, just put it all in at once.
It took me a long time to get out of that habit. I totally get it. Because I would have to, remember when I didn't have a credit card, I would have to slap down a $20 bill. I just got used to doing it that way.
It drives me insane.
252 WCMF. We got folks waiting on hold.
Right.
My wife, 15 miles, still empty tank, gas light on, yesterday in the car. She drove around all day the day before. We're late for church that she wants to go to. I'm in a suit for her. I'm in a suit.
It's not even your trip, man.
252 WCMF. Jim, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up? Jimmy, you there?
Duffy, you got to think outside the box.
Okay.
Take it from a man who's had two daughters and, of course, a wife. You got to get them AAA. They run out of gas, they call AAA.
Okay.
They bring up some gas and get them going again.
All right, now, Jim,
get you out of the house.
I get that, but here's the thing.
Mm.
So Tommy has this theory about life when it comes to things you want that are hard to accomplish. And I would argue at this point, getting women to fill up their own gas tank is hard to accomplish. Like, when you went and did stand-up, Tommy, you got rid of every other opportunity for you to make money.
Yes.
You, as you said, burn the boats.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Jim, if I get AAA for my kids, it doesn't fix the problem because now there's another safety net there.
Plan B.
There's a plan B. We can only succeed with plan A, Jim. There can't be a plan B.
That's it.
Oh, no. The first few times they run out, they won't like sitting on the side of the road.
Yeah, it is.
They will start to use it.
All right.
To his point, that's not fun.
I don't know. You got these damn kids with their phones and their TikToks now. Who knows, Jim? Who knows what these kids are into these days?
Who knows?
Jim, thanks for the...
outside the box.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I shouldn't have to pay for gas insurance.
I know. That's what it is.
By the way, how do you pay for the gas that AAA brings you?
Oh, they probably... It's got to be a big surcharge on it.
But, like, if I don't have a credit card on me, they're like, oh, sorry, too bad. My gas now.
Oh,
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
I never had AAA when I ran out of gas. I had A. This is a Canadian guy that drove by. You okay? No. All right, bye. Sorry. 252 to WCMM. Let's talk to Eric. Hey, Eric, how are you, bud?
Eric.
Hey.
Hey.
The reason why she does that, so you pay for it.
We have the same bank account.
It comes from the same pot.
It doesn't matter. It's the point is you're paying for it.
You know,
the other thing is, if you it got down that low, she's going to burn up the fuel pump.
See, I've been trying to tell her about the fuel pump, Eric.
Damn, fuel pump.
Eric, are you married, bud?
Yeah, I'm married.
Have you given up and just decided you're filling up the tank every time your wife needs gas?
Yeah, I do it just because I ain't paying for a fuel pump.
He's getting ahead of it.
Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. So we got two new T-shirts.
What's that?
I ain't paying for a fuel pump. What was the one you had a second ago?
You ain't got tomorrow in that tank.
No tomorrow in that tank.
You know, Eric does bring up something interesting. My wife and I have a joint bank account.
Yeah.
Right?
Like most couples.
Okay, yeah. And he, you know, argues like, hey, he wants you to pay for it. Now that I'm thinking about it, if we go out somewhere, like to dinner, or like we'll be in like the mall and she wants a pretzel or something, she'll insist that I use my car. She'll like pay the woman or pay the man.
Yeah.
Like almost like it's the same money. It doesn't matter who pays who. But it's like she wants people to see me paying for
yes.
it. Yes. Why?
That's going to be like the man. You buy the pretzel for your woman. Feed that pretzel to your woman.
Is that... Do you guys have a joint bank account, Kimmy?
We have shared a shared credit card.
All right, smart move on his part.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a shared bank account?
Yeah.
That was a mistake for her. What is she doing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, like it's but she insists that you pull out your card and pay?
No, I never really thought about it, but probably I do.
Well, maybe you're just used to it.
It's just automatic.
All right, here's the thing. Next time you guys go out, slow play it. Or ask her, hey, do you have your card, and see what she says.
Oh, all right, I'll try it.
Well, no, I'm just saying, your wife, your wife's a traditional woman.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's based on the man she married. I wonder if it would bother her if, despite the fact that it's coming
across. It probably would. Because she's very, like, you know, traditions and optics and everything, how things look. So probably so.
All right. Why are you ladies so weird? You're all weird. You ain't got enough fuel in that tank for tomorrow. I screwed up.
You ain't got tomorrow in that tank.
There it is. Thank you. Tomorrow in that tank. We got a dynamite. You ain't got tomorrow in that tank. Kind of breaking for you this morning here on CMF.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more.
Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You know, the ignorance of youth can be romantic.
Oh, sure.
Right? You think back to what you didn't know, made life easier.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the best parts about being young is you can make mistakes and not have your ass held to the fire for it, right? That being said, young is a subjective term.
What happened?
Because you, just a second ago, said anybody under the age of 25 is a kid.
A kid, yeah.
So in that way, if the allegations are true, this is just a kid doing something stupid.
The hell he do?
Well, but that's just it, Kimmy. At this age, if it's just something stupid, what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know what you're trying to accomplish.
You're hanging out in the break room, right? It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So to start this story, we have to go back to a story from last week.
Okay.
So for those who did not see, last Tuesday night, the owners of Jackson Bakery on Stone Road got to work, well, early Wednesday morning, to find that their front windows had been broken.
Oh, Jesus.
Not good.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy, if you are a business owner and you see your windows are broken, when you get inside, you would assume
you've been ripped.
Yeah. But there was no robbery,
according
to 13 Wham. Someone...
Did he grab a bun?
I don't know. There was no reports of a robbery. Yeah. Now, the folks who owned the bakery said people had been inside. That's why they couldn't open on Wednesday. They had to get a bunch of stuff repaired and clean stuff up. But there was no reports, Kimmy, that anything had been touched.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that.
No.
So... That had happened Wednesday. Kind of forgot about the story until over the weekend.
What happened?
A 25-year-old man from Greece was arrested after an investigation in charge of criminal mischief. He is accused of breaking the windows of Jackson's Bakery.
Okay.
Seems like he acted alone.
Yes. When it comes to why someone at 25 years old would shatter the windows of a bakery, there are three explanations.
Got it.
One would be the robbery, which doesn't seem to be the case.
Right.
Two, this person had some kind of beef with the bakery.
I thought, like, he got fired from the joint.
Okay, could be. But there's nothing in the story that says he was a former employee.
Nothing there.
I mean, it doesn't mean he wasn't, but there's nothing in the story that says it. And if he wasn't a former employee, what kind of issues
would you have with the bakery?
At 25 years old?
Yeah.
Old school West Side Bakery?
Yes.
Were you not happy with the cookies they got you? Right?
Yeah.
And, like, if this is the place I'm thinking of, this has been there forever.
Oh, it's an old joint?
Bro, it's got, like, Fannie Farmer age sign. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, old school.
Yeah.
Why, if he was angry, why are you so angry at the cakes, bro?
Yeah.
Which leads us to our third potential option here, if the allegations are true.
Which should be?
Straight up jackass.
All right.
Just
break something
to
break something.
Yeah. Right? But if that's the case...
You'd do it in front of some buddies, right?
I guess, but even if there were buddies there...
Like a dare or something like that. Yeah.
But 25, I dare you to...
a little old
right?
to be just destroying stuff for the fun of it.
Like, if this was a 17-year-old kid, still a sad story for the bakery, right? Cost some money, but that story makes sense. 25, as much as you think that's a kid, it is far too old to be breaking windows.
You have a full-time job.
Yeah. For no reason.
Yes, yes, you should have a full-time job. It wouldn't be out of the question.
You should be getting there, at least.
Yes, you could be living on your own. Yeah. Hell, I mean, I was married at 24.
You could have a girl in your life.
Thank you. 252-WCMF. If the allegations are true, why the hell would a 25-year-old man shatter the windows of a bakery and not steal anything? Anybody?
Yeah, like, not even tempted to take a cookie or something, like...
Do you think they have the food out overnight?
Well, probably in the,
some of it at least.
Usually
right?
you walk past a bakery, you can still see the food in there like on the shelves.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got to break in for a day-old bagel?
Yeah, but them cookies are probably pretty good, right?
Day-old cookie? I don't know, man.
You used to eat all day-old. You were raised on day-old.
No, I know, but day-old's cheap. That's why you get day-old.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like breaking into the Salvation Army and stealing a couple of shirts. Like, hey, man. There's a more expensive place over here. Don't break in anywhere, but if you're going to do it, get the one with the new tag on it.
Is that like a high traffic area for walking? Like
Stone and Dewey?
I'm trying to think of like why you'd be walking around there at that time of night anyways.
So I used
would you be walking home from a bar or something?
So I used to spend a lot of time down there as a kid. And granted, I haven't been there as a while. But when I was a kid, there were a couple of bars in that area. Old school, cool ass grease bars.
Okay, so maybe you're a little tipsy. You're having some fun.
I was thinking, like, are you pissed at something?
Is it Romig's down that way?
Dewey
and Stone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, I told you I had a buddy that broke a whole bunch of car windows because he was just high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was kicking them in and no reason.
Okay.
Just because he was being he was kind of coked up, but
which is what we're not accusing anybody of
being. No, RJ, in this particular instance,
you are such a great radio broadcast.
I'm not trying to pin anything on.
Let me just tell a story. I mean, just keep saying things.
Experience.
But you know, I mean, if you're hot, well, listen, you're just saying he might have been drunk. Who the hell knows?
Oh no, I never said drunk either. I never said drunk.
Why are we talking bars?
I said, well, Kimmy S. Bar. See, it's both of you are dragging me down.
No, I was just thinking, like, because, like, I will say, like, I've seen grown men just take their anger out on, you know, public property. After,
yeah, he could
like
have been pissed off about something. Just kicked
just being pissed.
Kicked
you
the glass in.
But why this old school bakery of all the places?
Well, it's just right there.
Okay.
It sounds like it doesn't matter
what it was.
I think we're getting too tied up with the fact that it's a bakery. I think it's more like he was just being an ass or he was pissed off.
But
and that
only
was the first thing he saw.
But there were probably other shops along the way, right? Like, why this particular
maybe that's
spot.
Where it just catches you and you're pissed off and there's glass you hit it.
All right, I will say this, and this might sound weird. If I'm being stupid, tell me. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this 25-year-old man. He was arrested. Story last week, Jackson Bakery on the corner of Stone and Dewey in Greece had their windows broken. And when they got there Wednesday morning to find the scene, they went in. It didn't say anything about a robbery.
No.
It looks like they had just had the windows broken. And we're trying to figure out why a 25-year-old man from Greece would do this without breaking in and taking
anything.
He could
have broken up with his lady.
All right. So there are some businesses in the town that you live that I think everyone has respect for.
Okay.
Things that have been around for so long, they just seem like a part of the fabric of the community. And robberies happen there because desperate people do desperate things.
Sure.
But I always thought like a place like this, like even if you were angry, I'm going to go down to like the Papa John's instead. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt the fabric of your community.
But I don't know, like, 25-year-olds feel that way.
Okay, maybe you're right.
I mean, you grew up that way, but that doesn't mean everybody did.
I don't know. Like, Greece is a pretty, like, familial community, right? Like, they're big on culture.
Yeah, but not everybody cares about somebody else's stupid culture.
I said maybe I was being stupid.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Like, I don't care about culture.
No, but I do think, like, if you could choose one window to break in Pittsburgh, there are businesses you would pass on because they're just... Right?
True, that's true.
I mean, like, Kimmy, there are some places that you don't ever want to see touched. I would have thought Jackson's Bakery was one of those places.
Yeah, you would think in a... Especially if you live around there, you're probably pretty protective, right? You get pretty protective about anywhere that's right around the corner from you.
All right, so if it's not disgruntled employee, if he's just jackassing around, right? I hope it's not jackassing. Because if it was just that, and the allegations are true, you'd have to explain what happened to everyone you know.
The kid?
His name and picture were all over the news all over the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. Your parents, your friends, your family.
Neighbors.
Every woman you've ever talked to. Every kid you went to high school with in Greece, if the kid's from Greece. How do you explain this?
Oh, well, there could also be, because you know how when somebody pops up in the news, somebody in your past that you knew... You either look at it and say, makes sense, or you are completely shocked that that person ended up in that position.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do wonder if...
Yep, that makes sense. That's where I thought they'd be heading.
You know what's funny, too?
What's that?
Like, the more severe the crime, the more disheartening it is when you, like, saw that coming.
Yeah.
There are two kids...
They didn't turn it around, did they?
There are two kids I went to high school with that were accused of some awful things.
Ooh. Yeah.
One of them, it was like, that makes sense. The other one I was more surprised by. And I think I was more bothered by the one that made sense.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, after a while, though, it's... These people kind of, like, bubble up in your life, like, periodically. Like, I still see things today from my past. I go, yeah, that... I knew he was going to end up like that.
Okay, but you also hung around with a high concentration of scumbags.
Yes. Like, I assume, like, a third of the women I dated back in the day are incarcerated or have passed away. Or passed away while being incarcerated.
You could have just stuck with incarcerated.
Or got the chair.
Why would they get the chair? You would see if they gave a woman the chair.
I never look. It's Florida, man. Everybody gets the chair.
They should get the chair for knobbing you. There's no coming back for that. Even the priest next to the chair would be like, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. Power of Christ compels you. Good luck.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you.
With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The talk here in the break room last week.
Was that?
Across Western New York and really nationwide.
Yeah.
How lukewarm we were all feeling about watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because in our heads, there wasn't really a scenario that would make the game last night fun. And oh my God, how wrong we were. Because with one obvious exception, I don't think you could have had more fun watching a Super Bowl as all of us did last night. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, and the Eagles scored again. Philly blows out the Chiefs last night, the final being 40-22, but really the last two touchdowns the Chiefs scored didn't even count.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Eagles were like, go ahead.
You
make yourselves feel better.
Kimmy, in hindsight, it was never even a game.
No.
Kansas City scored 6 real points. That was after what? They were down 34-0?
They hadn't scored. Yeah. I went to bed in the...
I mean, they just couldn't get anything
going. At the beginning of the third quarter, and they hadn't scored.
They did not run a play in Eagles territory until like 5 minutes left in the third. The Eagles brutalized Patrick Mahomes last night. They sacked him twice, or 6 times. They picked him twice. They forced a fumble on top of that. My favorite moment of that game.
Yeah.
Favorite moment of that game.
With that pick six?
Okay, pick six was fun.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, you know that was that Cooper DeJean is a rookie.
Yeah.
It was his birthday.
I know.
That was his
22.
That was his
Take
first.
Take that, Taylor Swift.
That was the first interception of his career.
Wow. Look at that.
Oh, was the first ever?
Of
his career.
Career. Wow. His first career interception was on his birthday in the Super Bowl for a touchdown against Patrick Mahomes.
It's about as good as it gets.
I think so.
Are you sure it wasn't his first pick six?
I thought they said first interception. You can check. I don't know. I could be wrong. I got excited about it, so maybe I didn't read it all the way through. Tommy, my favorite play.
What's that?
It was in the third quarter. And Patrick Mahomes, they need something, man. So he drops back, and he's just going to let one loose, and he leans back. And as he's doing it, defensive end for the Eagles almost rips his arm out. As another defensive tackle for the Eagles literally punches him in the face.
Really?
Forces a fumble, no flag, which was great. It was an obvious flag. Didn't throw the flag. Man. That made me warm inside. Like, They just made
first
his life.
First interception, by the way.
First, it was his first.
Yeah.
Mm. What a moment.
Yeah.
What a moment.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, look, from the second drive on for the Eagles, it was pure domination. It was so dominant.
How dominant was it?
That we only got like a single shot of Taylor Swift all night.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she wasn't even wearing Chiefs stuff.
Yeah, it was weird. All the, did I see like all like Brittany Mahomes stuff? Like they were all in white for some reason. Because Taylor Swift was also wearing white. I don't know what that was about.
Especially if you're going to be eating those appetizers and the sweets. You drop a buffalo wing down your shirt.
You're ruining it.
That's the one good thing about that Chiefs jersey color. You can eat a lot of food. Yeah.
That's how they designed it.
Red hides a lot.
For barbecue.
So, Tommy, last week we sat in this room and we talked about how none of us were excited to watch this game.
I had no interest.
Yeah, we didn't care about the Chiefs. We didn't want to see a three-peat.
Yeah.
It's the same Super Bowl we saw a couple years
ago. It's the same story. Like, the backstories, it's just the same thing.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, that pregame show was, what I caught of it was just, ugh.
It was brutal.
The worst pregame thing I saw was, it was Tom Brady sitting down with Patrick Mahomes, and all they did was tell each other how great each other was.
They just bro out.
I'm like, what are we doing here? Who is this for?
Them.
Who is this for?
No, absolutely. Like, and we talked about it last week. Like, you already know all the characters. So
no,
it's,
I don't. There's no story here.
It's not even like you can give me some like background on somebody I've never heard of.
I told you when I turned on the pregame show, Jimmy Johnson was crying, and I couldn't stop laughing. Like, how many times are they going to make this guy cry on national television?
Can we talk about how creepy, digitally altered, younger Jerry Johnson is? Jimmy Johnson.
I didn't see why he was crying.
So they like they did like a
some kind of AI
montage.
Thing.
Yeah,
like he meets his younger self.
Exactly.
Or something.
But
who cares,
bro? I'm with you. They had nothing. You got nothing.
Like, I know this story. Jimmy Johnson's been around since dirt. But Jerry Jones was his roommate in college. That's how old these people are.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Despite all the feelings we had last night, or last week, after last night's game, something became very obvious.
What's that?
Nobody in America even considered the fact that the Eagles could go in there and just dismantle the Chiefs
the
way they did.
Well, nobody had. So, yeah, why would you think that? You thought it was going to be a close game like when they played last
time. I mean, yeah, it was a walk-off field goal game last time, right? Or almost a walk-off field goal game. I mean, look, if we're being honest here, with the exception of the Bills obviously being in that game and winning it, I don't think I could have had more fun than I did watching what I watched last night. It was awesome. And I think it's the best Super Bowl maybe I've ever seen.
Well, because you hate Patrick Mahomes and he was getting mugged every third play.
Like, they weren't getting the calls, which made me great. By the way, did you see DeAndre Hopkins after the game complaining about the officiating? You kidding me?
Really?
You kidding me, bro?
There was nothing to officiate.
Thank you.
You can't go anywhere.
Thank you. Yeah. They were calling soft calls. Yeah. You didn't score until But Tommy, here's the thing.
What's that?
I get the feeling, based on, if I put my hands out here, the energy I'm getting from you.
Yeah.
You were still disappointed by the game last night.
It was just boring, you know, and my thing is, I'd rather, the Bills would have done a better job. I mean, I don't think the Bills would have been manhandled like that. I don't know, but I'm like.
That is what one of the things you start to think. Like, no matter what team you root for,
they get there, and this is what they do.
Yeah, like I gotta think that if you're a Ravens fan, you were thinking the same thing
right.
when the Bills played the Chiefs. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we could have dominated the Chiefs. You just never know.
Well, I mean, so now it goes two ways. If you are a Bills fan, right? And the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. I guess it's three. One, you're just happy watching the Chiefs get their asses kicked. You didn't think about it. Two. You are frustrated because you, as a Bills fan, believe that the Bills would have gone in there and given the Eagles a legitimate game.
Yeah.
Right? Or three, you are furious with the coaching staff, which I saw last night of the Buffalo Bills, because if the coaching staff wasn't inept for the Bills, we'd be here and beating the Eagles right now, which I think is the worst of all the takes, but that's just my personal opinion. I don't know. I mean, Kimmy, do you think the Bills would have put up a better fight, would have had a chance in that game?
I mean, to not score for the Chiefs to not score any points until the third quarter, I gotta think the Bills would have had at least one.
Okay, what I would like more than we're down 30-14. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's an old boxing saying: styles make fights.
Oh, I thought it was duck. Go ahead.
Did it feel like maybe the Chiefs just weren't themselves? Like, do you think the Eagles are really that good, or did the Chiefs come into that game ready or are thinking they were going to walk over them or something?
Could have been a pregame fudge.
Let me tell you those.
More fudge?
I will say this. If pregame fudge is a part of being an NFL player, I would absolutely take advantage. Well, no, Kimmy. I mean, there were no injuries on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right? They've been here before. You can't say that the moment was too big for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think you ran into a buzzsaw of an Eagles team that had a great game plan. I also think
they played them before, so they kind of knew what they were getting into. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, you made the same argument for the Bills.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, that there was another option there? Like the Bills fans that were watching are like, well, thank God we didn't run into that buzzsaw, you know?
No, I mean, being the eternal optimist, which I think all Bills fans are, I wanted a shot at that. Because in my head, the Bills win that game. They go out there and they win a close game against Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want the honest God's truth opinion here, I don't think last night's an indictment on the talent that the Chiefs have.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an indictment on, like, the team is getting too old. I think that it gets to a point where a team is so successful and they play so much postseason football, they've just got nothing left.
And they're boring. They've become boring. And, like, I don't care about Philadelphia. They've been there before. They've won one.
Yeah.
I don't. There was no interesting thing in this game.
Really? You've been watching Patrick Mahomes get his ass kicked? Because I want to go back to that. That was awesome.
I mean,
if somebody were to compile all the highlights of him getting hit, I would watch that with my pants around my ankles for the rest of the day. Like, that's how petty I am. Like, you thought Kendrick Lamar was petty in the halftime show last night? Not even close to the petty level I am right now.
Yeah, I didn't get that halftime thing.
It wasn't for you.
I wish I wouldn't have brought it up. You should not have gotten that yesterday.
I didn't.
Okay, no, I got it.
I couldn't even understand him.
Are you serious?
I didn't know what he was singing about.
You're going to be that guy? What's he saying? I can't even hear his words.
I think you just summed up Facebook in one sentence.
Give me someone like Mick Jagger, who I can always understand what he's saying.
Well, then there's like a celebrity out there. What's she doing there? Why is she
there? She's not playing tennis anymore. She's got time.
I'm going, why is she there?
It's a long story, but trust me, it's a story of petty.
Right.
Ultimate petty.
All right, I enjoy petty.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the fantastic Super Bowl that we all witnessed last night. Lots of fun had by all outside of Missouri. Going back to that whole idea of styles make fights. So everyone knows Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah, I heard of him.
Okay, yeah, greatest heavyweight fighter
good
of all
kid,
time.
Good
yeah,
kid,
yeah, yeah.
Good
beat,
kid.
Beat the greatest fighters ever.
Yeah.
But a fighter named Ken Norton, who is just a decent heavyweight, always gave him a great fight, beat him once.
Yeah.
And it's because Ken Norton's style is something that Ali couldn't handle.
Okay.
And when you say styles make fights, the idea that the Bills would have gotten blown out by the Eagles, I think, is inappropriate because the Bills play a different style of football than the Chiefs do. And it's possible that this iteration of the Chiefs, the style made that game last night.
All right.
You know, it's much.
They didn't match up.
Exactly. Like, you know, how Miami, the Dolphins,
they've
had some success the last couple of years. But whenever they play the Bills, they can't win. Styles make fights. The Bills have been dominant in the AFC East the last couple of years. But every time they play the Jets, who have been terrible, it's a close game.
Yeah.
Styles make fights, and you could also make the same argument for the Bills and the Chiefs. That as great as the Bills play against all these other teams,
they can't get over that hump.
Like, styles make fights.
All right.
Right? I don't know. But there's nothing to be upset about today if you're a Bills fan. Just bask in the glory of Patrick Mahomes getting continuously blasted over and over and over again.
But even with that blowout last night, I'm watching ABC this morning. They always have the scroll underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs are already the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl despite being blown out in said Super Bowl.
It makes sense, but take solace in the fact that the odds-on Super Bowl, odds-on favorite never wins a Super Bowl.
But the fact that's even out there that quick.
Bro, they're just
they'll be back next year.
They're just trying to take.
Ooh, they're going to get you next year.
They're just trying to take suckers' money right now.
All right.
I'm telling you. Like yesterday, the line was 1.5. They lost by, they should have lost by 40.
Yeah.
Right? 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. You know, I'm not a, the Bills are my second favorite team, and I'm a Commanders fan, and I don't like the Eagles either, but it was finally good to see Kansas City get the calls that were, they should have been made, because last week, the commissioner and the head of the referees union came out with this thing about how the Kansas City doesn't get the calls because everybody was complaining about it and everything. But then when these reporters showed the disparity in the calls for all the postseason games that Kansas City has played against and what the other teams have had. The ratio was insane.
So I'll give you the quick stat. 11 games, Tommy.
Yeah.
The last 11 games the Chiefs have played.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have had fewer penalties in all 11 games. 11, wow. In only one of those games did they have more penalty yards. Yeah. I mean, it's statistically impossible.
Yeah.
But, Paul, here's what's interesting, because I get where you're going here. I was under the impression, because the talk in the week leading up to this Bills game, it was all about the penalty disparity, specifically between the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. And I had thought, Paul, if the NFL was going to do something about it, it would have been that week, because that was leading every sports show every single day. It is pretty amazing that it took a full 3 weeks of that talk for the NFL to button up their collars, I guess.
Yeah, but you got to remember, they're going to be on the, again on the national stage and everything against a good Eagles team. I mean, nobody thought it was going to be like it was, but the calls were, I mean, they even got a call on the goal line, that goal line stance.
Yeah.
There was two Eagles that were all offsides for sure. They lined up across the thing. They didn't call it. But finally, all these calls that normally personal fouls against Patrick Mahomes for hitting them and everything, they didn't call those last night.
I mean, look, maybe the dark magic ran out, Paul. I mean, let's think about that. Maybe somebody had a voodoo doll down there in New Orleans just sticking it at Patrick Mahomes over and over again. Thanks for the call, Paul.
It's okay with me.
There goes Paul. I mean, the stark contrast in how they called games this year versus how that game was called last night. Kimmy, the NFL had to overcorrect, and that's what it had to be, right?
I mean, okay, so I do remember early in that game when they kind of called that soft
pass interference.
Pass interference.
They never called
and
that.
And I remember thinking, oh, it's starting. Here we go. And then they made that makeup call later on. I was like, oh, well, maybe that was like their one that they got out of the way early, and they're like, we don't want to do that again.
It is interesting, though, too, Kimmy, like, you know, because I've heard, too, you know, the reason they called it the way they did last night is because it was on a national stage. There were 60 million people that watched that Bills-Chiefs game.
Yeah, I mean,
and most
I
of these games,
all these games are.
They're all on national stages.
Yeah. Especially in the playoffs.
You can see the highlights of any game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so the only thing that sucks is there's no more football.
Yeah.
What do I do on Sundays?
Well, now it's on to the draft.
Which, again, that talk will start today.
Oh, yeah.
It's already started.
All the offseason stuff. All the moves are being made right now, coaching-wise.
I mean, hell, we were talking about a potential Myles Garrett trade 4 days before the Super Bowl last week.
Right.
So,
sit
around and wait.
Right.
Go Sabres, I guess. They're even on a break for 2 weeks. Damn it!
I know.
You get to watch
the hockey.
It really is the dead zone.
You really want to know?
We're just quickly.
Okay. They are doing what they call a four nations tournament. Four countries are playing each other in a round robin style tournament.
Oh.
All the NHL players, but Russia's not invited because Putin's being a dick.
Oh, does it? But don't the Russians come in like under some other name?
Nope, not
this
one. They've
different.
Decided you can't even do that.
So that's not going to be good. All the good guys from Russia.
You're not going to watch it anyways.
Oh, no. Please bring them back. Who cares?
Yeah, but they're all good.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. What are they sticking them with? You've seen Rocky IV. Let's take a break.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.